Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live. And as you see, Paul Gallant is in the building. And that mustache, I'm telling you, Doug. I mean, I'm telling you, like, I'm
creeping
felt,
you out.
Nah, man. I get a real 86 Mets feel. Like, I like Gary
minus
Carter
the cocaine.
Is rolling. Yeah, no, hell no. I see some white on your lip. Hell, minus the cocaine, my ass. That's a part of it. Like, I feel like going Kevin Mitchell and growing my mustache out to match. You got the Gary Carter feel. Who was it? Ray Knight. Yeah, they all used to have big ass mustaches. It's a beaut though.
Thank
as
you.
They would say it is strong, but you can't take away the cocaine. Black Greg. Wait, Rudy T is dead. No. Like living. I said living grave. Like rolling around in his living grave, looking to check. No, Rudy is still with us. I want to make that very clear.
He is still with us.
He is still.
I saw him at an LTFO a couple of weeks, months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, just sat down next to me. I was like, holy crap, it's Rudy T.
There you go. But Paul Gallant's in the building. Clint is out. He'll be back tomorrow. T. Mill in that Victory Monday T-shirt. I see it right there. There you go. It's a good day here in Houston. And listen, I'm going to come off of the Davis Mills thing. Are you like, they're going now, Paul? He's a legend from yesterday.
I have a higher bar.
Is that a bit strong?
We both have a high bar for legend, and normally I would say he's not a legend, but that moment is legendary, as I see Brandon Scott is saying.
That. Yes, the moment is legendary.
But I'm going to take it further because, Ron, I just want
like
to be happy. I want to be happy the next 3 hours, so how about for the next 3 hours?
He's a legend?
Davis Mills is a legend.
Okay.
We turn the page to Tuesday, we reset.
Text line coming in. Gallant's got a real Ron Jeremy look going. I love it. Everywhere, huh? There you go. Big Ron. The first time I saw Ron, all of Ron, caught me off guard. There you go, if you know what that means. All right, let's do that because you can jump in here too. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. We got a guest in the building. I'll give my thoughts here in a second, but the guest is in the building. Just your takeaway, your feeling, Paul Gallant watching that game. And as it ended, your feeling from that?
I wanted to change the channel so many times.
Very fair.
I mean, I don't blame anybody who went home early.
We'll talk about that.
I don't blame anyone who changed the channel. This was a tough watch. And if I wasn't subbing in for Clint today, and if I wasn't doing Channel 11 last night, I 100% would have changed the channel to watch my favorite team growing up playing the only tough game on their schedule. Instead, I stuck with it. I do not know how things turned around the way that they did after all of the bad that happened in those first three quarters, Ron. So while I want to nitpick a lot, I think that generally my first thoughts are always the empty part of a glass. And I am going to try my hardest for the next 3 hours to not let myself get down on the special teams, that Davis Mills interception, the drop snaps,
hold on, penalties.
I'm not going to get on them.
Hold on, Paul Tyler. My man just said, hey, I'm going to do everything I can to keep this thing positive and not talk about. And then he promptly went and started listing all of those things.
See, there was a lot of negative to list.
He
ain't wrong.
He went and started listing them. You can't. No, forget it. Move at it. Get to it. You just, you did. When you do the finger. If you're on YouTube, it's, when you start doing the finger, you start counting them out. Come on, man.
I'm not even done with the list. And that's why I it's a tough one to look back at.
You're not going
to
do it. You're because, not going
to
pull it off.
Yeah, there's more negative to get to. What are they doing on the offensive line? What are they doing at returner?
You're doing it. There we go.
These special teams are brutal. But they pulled this off. And I think more than anything, Ron, the Texans never win this game, ever. It doesn't matter who they're playing. This could be the Chiefs. It could be the Jaguars. It doesn't matter. When they are down big at the end of the game, they do not come back and win. This is their biggest fourth quarter comeback ever, 19 points. And this is their biggest comeback since the first game of the 2013 season, where there were sky-high expectations for the Texans after 2011 and 2012, where they were down big against the then San Diego Chargers. They came back and they won. They won the next game, then they lost 14 in a row. This is a massive moment for this team to stay alive. It might be nothing more than that, but I think you got to resist the urge for at least a day to nitpick and say to yourself, damn, that was awesome. And if you stuck with it the whole way through, give yourself a pat on the back. You are doing your service. Some would argue doing your time, doing your service, watching that game all the way through. Ron.
Paul's trying to tell people to do things he's not doing. Resist the urge.
Resist the urge. Well, I try to.
When Paul came out with his finger and said,
let me get down
and tell you about that special teams, that offensive line, and then said, but I'm not going to try to do it. No, I think a lot of people were in that space. And listen, it is. It was. I think we can all be true and just whatever it is, come with your authentic feeling on it. And I think a lot of things can be true. That was something I didn't think they had a chance in hell pulling off. I don't know if I ever thought they would pull it off until they got to first and goal. And I thought from the two, and I thought, all right, man, they're going to do this.
Starts.
And then they go to those false starts, and I said, oh, here we go. Here, it's not. I think I turned to Clint multiple times in the press box. It's not going to end like this, is it? And it just, because it's the worst. It is, because it was setting up, Tyler, and you know how I feel. It was setting up for the, hey, just lose, man. Just keep losing. Don't have your ass kicked where I can go on and I can go and rake up these leaves, or I could go and go on about the rest of my day at 29-10. Don't reel my ass back here to just break my balls right at the end. Like, that's the worst. That's the worst. Like, if I'm going to lose, kick my ass. The worst is we're kicking your ass, and I'm going to give you a glimmer of hope. More. And I'm glad they were able to finish it off. And one, I'm glad they were able to finish it off so y'all don't check out either over the next couple of weeks. That for selfish reasons, right? So,
same
but
here.
But it is an amazing performance that they put forth, and I agree with D'Amico when he said nobody blinked, and they stayed the course and found a way and kept pushing despite their deficiencies they had across. And I would just go along with what you're saying. I would like to give a round of applause. I will stand up. Get off your ass, Tyler. I will stand up. Paul, you're here. I will stand up. I want to give a round of applause. This is to the players. The players from Davis to Juice Scruggs to that guy number 62 to Trent Brown to Nico Collins to Jalen Noel, who they just, I don't know if they want to play you or not. They
forget
seem like they just
them.
Don't want to play you. You make a big play. Sit down! All of you. The defense, everybody. I give this to the players because they deserve so much credit, because I'm just going to keep it real. By the way, D'Amico Ryan's the coach's show coming up right behind us, so stay tuned for that. Now I got that out the way. The coaching staff, led by D'Amico Ryan's, did not put their players in a good chance to win this game.
Yeah,
they didn't. Now, you might say that I'm hating or tell me to go back to Kansas City or wherever you think I'm from. Who cares? Again, I pay taxes. I coach Little League. I raise money in this town. I've been here almost 6 years. No, you kiss my ass. And by the way, all my neighbors are from different places, just like a lot of people are in this
city. That's what the city is, baby.
Anyhow, now that I got it off my chest. Anyhow, they came in
with everything on the line, this is it. We cannot get to 3-6. We have got to stay alive. And they said, let's bring in three offensive linemen that have not played this season. They came in and said, let's bring in Jarrett Patterson. Center, nope. Move him over to guard. Bet. All right. No Titus, no Ed Ingram. All right, we've been rotating Lakin Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs all season. They've been going back and forth and back and forth. You get a turn. You get a turn. You get a turn. Game on the line. Gotta have it. Neither one of them are playing. All right, who they bring in? Some cat off the practice squad. I have gone to, I would say, 85% of the training camp practices, Paul. I have covered this team. I have looked at this depth chart. Maybe not the way that Brandon Scott or DJ Bieniemy or Jonathan Alexander or John McClain, the way they have, or hell, maybe even you, Paul. But I've never seen that person, number 62, in my life.
I'm still not 100% sure how to pronounce name.
We were, what is it? Tyler knows it. Tyler's a
side-eye sound?
Is it?
62 sounds right to me.
We are scrambling in the press box. Who is this? Who is this person? He proceeded to get his ass kicked all six plays that he was in there. And finally, at least they said, we got to take his ass out. And then Juice
Scruggs. Put another Patriot in.
Shout out to Juice Scruggs. Because I'm going to tell you this, Juice, I know your football career might have been ended if you did this. But if Juice Scruggs said, nah, man, I'm good. Y'all got it. I ain't going in. Y'all going to just pull a practice squad dude up here to start over me when I got an opportunity. Nah, I'm good. But he didn't. He went in there and he played hard and did what he needed to do. Blake Fisher. You've been playing all season long. They just pulled this dude with a bad patella and hadn't practiced, hadn't played a preseason game. Here, you got that right tackle spot. Hey, we want to keep you in there so you can do your little jumbo package because we couldn't do anything else, right? Yes, a man would rather be the jumbo package guy than the right tackle. No, it's silliness.
What is
silliness.
That voice?
I don't know. Just
I like it.
Over.
I it like took it. Over.
But even through that, they withstood that. And they fought through it. Davis Mills was set up for failure, and they fought through it. And he came back and played in a way that I didn't know he could play and do stuff that. So, again, to the players, to fight through your coach is not putting you in the best position to win, that's something else. That's something else what they pulled off. Shout out to them. Now, I will say DeMeco does get credit for establishing that from the jump, that the players have that mindset from the jump. But yesterday, you can't tell me what some dudes over there on that team said. We starting 62? Like, this is the game we got to have? We starting 62? Anybody else see him whiff on that pull block where he just missed that end? Come on, man. I got to give him credit, man. I got to give him credit for that.
They got better as the game went along to Mills, Nick Cayley even, and to what you were talking about just a moment ago, Ron, why they decided to start things off that way, I think that is perhaps a conversation for later in the week if you don't want to have it now, because I don't know why they decided to go with the offensive line that they had at the beginning of the game. I mean, it's just a lot of ex-Patriots that they rotate in and out, and maybe it always goes back to Nick Caserio.
Is 62 an ex-Patriot?
Yes. Yes. I didn't know who he was either.
I know. I saw he's 27, got drafted by the Patriots. Come on, man.
I was driving back from Fredericksburg early on Sunday morning, and I remember stopping at Bucky's and Bastrop. I saw a lot of Jaguars teal, and I checked my phone, and at one point I saw, I think, that it seemed like the Texans were, based off of what I read, and I was tired and on the road, and it sounded like the Texans were practicing before the game without a right guard. It said that they had no right guard. And I don't know if I was seeing things expecting the worst. They did all of that. And yet, by the end of the game, maybe they stumbled into an offensive line that they can use going forward. By the end of the game, we saw Nick Cayley dial up a couple of creative plays that I did not know he had thought he had in his bag. And we saw Davis Mills hang in there, show a lot of toughness, and diving for that left pylon, perhaps erasing the ghost of the Rosencopter. I thought he was going to Rosencopter it, though, Ron. I thought he was going to
so
jump.
Him,
it was just going to ball. The ball was going to go straight up in the air. Talking about what you were talking about. You know, been in Houston a while is you're thinking, oh, man, they're going to get to the one, and then they're going to F it up there.
I said, my God, this is not how it happens. I'm proud of Davis, man. He played
Should
his
be.
Ass off, man. That, like those, I just know everybody's but we going 62? I'm willing to bet Paul and Tyler that if we went in there right before the game started, and did a practice squad guys included. Who's number 62 on your team? What's his name? I bet you everybody ain't got his name.
Ron, I literally looked it up on Google.
I'm talking about his teammates. I bet you if we walked in there to his teammates, like I don't believe Daniil Hunter knows number 62.
Yeah, I think you're right. Google doesn't know who he is. Ron, AI still doesn't know who number 62 on the Texans is. Look it up. Look it up right now. It does not say Sidy Sal. It's some other guy. I just looked it up about 20 minutes ago. It's somebody else.
If the robots don't know who he is, I sure as hell am not.
There's not a defensive coach on that team that knows his name. Matt Burke does not know who 62 is. They got it. And they pulled it off. Hey, after a game like that, Tyler, and they play the Titans next week, you know what that means, don't you?
Indeed.
It means football talk on Sports Radio 610 presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive. All right, what was that moment? We can be honest. This is a safe space. What was that moment you were like, man, I'm out. I'm gone, man. And listen, we'll talk about it. Hey, if you judge any of the people that left early, that's fine. But we'll talk about it. But when was that moment you were like thinking your worst thoughts about this team? We'll discuss that next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Remember, we are out early today. D'Amico Ryan's The Coach's Show comes up at 5 o'clock. Paul Gallant in the building in for Clint Sterner. And we are still basking. That's right. That's what we're going to use.
Yeah.
Basking in the glow of that amazing comeback the Texans had yesterday, keeping themselves alive. Right. They're dead, 3-6.
For sure.
Right.
100%.
They've got the Titans. They'll win that game. By the way, folks, this whole week, remember, this is the game that Tyler has decided to go to. If you are new to this station, I will quickly explain it to you. Tyler has gone to road games every year for the Texans, and he's lost all of them. Not the Texans. Tyler has lost all of them, including, you remember how bad Bryce was? Bryce, what the hell's Bryce's last name?
Young.
Bryce Young was in Carolina that rookie
year. That's how bad he is. It's forgettable.
By the way, it's gotten just a little bit better.
It has.
Remember how bad it was?
Not yesterday.
Bryce beat that Texans team that went to the playoffs and beat the Browns and lost to the Ravens. He beat that team. Outplaying C.J. Stroud, I'm certain he threw for like 140. And
worst loss that season, you'd probably say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To a team you're not supposed to. And then he went to Minnesota's game last year. Whew. And that was the game that Tyler caused all of those false starts, illegal procedures on Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard.
He's a curse.
Remember that game? Now, I don't believe in curses.
If it is, we break it this week.
But I will say, Tyler, it's an issue. If they,
it's worse than Ted Cruz.
If they go up and lose to this outfit, if they lose, I don't believe in curses. All right, I believe the Yankees all those years were just better when Babe left. I don't believe in curses.
When we were starting this show 3-4 years ago, I mean, there was a show curse.
Hey, I'm just telling you that's not true either. I'm just telling you, my hands are tied with the people if they go in there and they lose to Cam Ward and that group that looked like they quit weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. All right, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What was your worst moment and your worst thoughts in this game? Because I know many of you are going to text and say, "Yeah, I'm not fair weather." I'm seeing it
on YouTube. I don't believe half of these people.
No, I don't.
You didn't have any doubts whatsoever. No, Davis Mills was under center, who's a legend now. Until the end of the show.
As I've learned, obviously, from Paul in the first segment.
What?
The Texans never win this game.
Nope.
They never win this game.
Nope.
So don't tell me, I had it all the way. Just hang in there. But what was your worst thoughts at moments, and when did you toss it in?
Fourth and five, 7:39 to go in the third quarter. The Texans went for it. I was nervous they were going to punt there, and I would have been out before the play. The play happens. They don't get it, and the Jaguars march down a short field, 11-play, 58-yard touchdown drive. It was that stretch right there where I really wanted to change the channel, and if I was not filling in for Clint today and not doing Channel 11 Sunday night, I would have been watching Patriots Bucks.
Yeah. Did you leave? Text in. Be honest. We all were. I was in the press box. You were watching it from home. Tyler, you were in the stands.
Yes, yes. Had some great end zone tickets.
Did you leave early?
I did not. Came very, very close. I will admit, probably the midpoint of the third quarter or towards the end of the third quarter, I was like, man, I might beat this parking. I might beat this traffic. Get the hell out of here.
Was there a part where you moved more of your concentration towards that dark liquor as opposed to the game? Was there a moment where you just took off and went, well, all yes. right, I'm just gonna drink?
Yes, it actually wasn't the dirty water this time, though. I was where I was sitting was right by El Tiempo, so I was hammering some margaritas nice. During the game yesterday.
I didn't know they had one there.
Yes,
were they
frozen? Dude, I didn't either.
Were they frozen?
They were frozen.
Oh!
And I was hammering them pretty good, but once we got to the end of the third quarter, I mean, I went to a different level. Ooh. So
higher plane of existence. I like it.
It was lovely, though. Yeah, I mean, by the time the comeback happens, General Mills leads us, you know, into that win. I had a solid buzz going. It was a great day.
Text line coming through. I turned to the Rockets.
See, I think that was a nice alternative option because it's very rare that during a Texans game, the Rockets are playing at the same time. Very rare.
I'd have gone over to Alpi myself when he was playing.
Hey,
shout out to
guys.
Reed Shepard.
I am so happy.
Mine isn't obvious. When Parker Washington went all the way, and I don't know who that was. It was 40-something that went in there and had Parker right in front of him and ended up doing like a knee slide instead of tackling him. And he just waltzed around him. I promise you, go back and watch it. In the middle of the field, in the middle of the play, somebody looks like it's him and Parker and just goes into a single knee, not two, a single knee slide, and Parker just goes right around him. It is.
Like a dance move?
Yeah, and when Tommy Townsend, who has won Super Bowls for God's sakes, was given everything he had, chasing him down, and everyone in the stadium knew he didn't have a chance, including Tommy's mother. It was rough at that point, and I stand by. And many of you have tried to get at me about my tweet. I stand by my tweet.
You should.
When I said in all caps, "Hey, Texans fans, you are welcome to take your ass home and go do something else with the rest of your day." Because I'm certain y'all could. I know it was a little windy, but you could have drove down to Galveston and sat down on that water. Whatever that is, you could have gone and done a pool day. Maybe there was a church service you could have hit. I don't know. Whatever it is that you wanted to do, right? You could have took your kids.
Damn,
I mean, I know my wife, she just took the kids outside and they start playing catch. Whatever it is, you could have found something else to do with the rest of your day. I stand by it. And the point that I was making was you all deserve better than that. You deserve better than that than a guy come off the practice squad by choice. And number 62 is in the game when you got two other guys that have been playing the position all week. Like you, all year. You deserve better than that. I stand by it. And that's when I fired off that text because that was it. 17 to whatever it was. Nothing, I believe. That was it to me. Like, yeah, that was it. That was it right
oh,
there
because
that was ridiculous.
I just saw the knee slide.
Now, they came back. Did you see him? You see him in the middle
I'm
of the
watching
field?
It right now. It was Austin
it
Brinkman,
like,
the
it,
long snapper.
Hey.
John Weeks would never.
I've watched it. Yeah, John had made a business decision. I'm with him. My man slid down on that one knee. He looked like he said, damn. That's what he looked like. That's the look. The look on his body said, damn. That's what it looked like.
His eyes are just searching for someone to save him.
I mean, it was a knee slide.
I'm glad you brought that up. Do yourself
it
a favor.
Come close, Judge.
And watch this.
It come close.
You're even right. One knee slide.
One knee slide. Like, I mean, it came through, man. And he slid like 2 yards. I said, damn, dog. That's it. But that was it, man, for me. And I said, leave. And I'm telling you, many of you did. I saw you. I mean, we sat up there and said, they're either going to concessions or they're out. And many of you were out.
I saw a Jaguars fan who had left early.
He got out of here.
Was trolling people as they were leaving the stadium. Now, at least that aged poorly
for
him.
Yeah, that did.
So it wasn't just Texans fans leaving early.
No, I stand by, man. And we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, you guys know 3 o'clock tradition. Here, you guys, we'll hear from you. We'll open up the phone lines for you. Oh, Southside Al, I'm sure you're coming in rolling. Where's my man Dom from Jersey? You're coming in rolling. Hey, we'll talk about it, and we'll get you going. But no, man, that was you're okay. You are okay. You're not a bad fan if you're like, to hell with this. Because this ain't just yesterday. This is all season long. All season. The guard thing, that done it for me. That was it.
All right, you might have stumbled into the right thing.
You know what? I want to hit that. I want to hit that. All right, because you said that. You said you think maybe they stumbled into the right offensive line. Well, what is that combination? All right, because I hear you. It got better, but what did they stumble into? What did they do? And I have purposely not listened to Mark Vandermeer's calls. I purposely, because I know he wants some word chief to go get, and I purposely not heard it. The best call that I heard all weekend was when we lost Gus Johnson at Happy Valley.
All right,
when we lost his voice, him and Joe Klett lost it on that touchdown catch that gave Indiana the lead. I heard that, and I listened to that 67 times. Check that. I listened to it 62 times in honor of our practice squad player. I want to know if Vandy's call measures up to Gus Johnson. Tyler, I've not heard it. Tyler's got it. We'll listen to the calls and have a call-off between Gus and Vandy. Nice. That's next.
Rock and roll, meow. Is that my boy Ron? I don't give a mother duck.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There it is. Never wavered. Believed in the general. Coming on the text line.
Here comes the general.
I just don't believe you. I really don't.
What would you rather people do? Call Davis Mills a legend or have people call Davis Mills General Mills, Ron? You can't choose a bullet.
I got to go. Hey, I got to go General Mills. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. Andre Johnson and J.J. Watt live in this organization. Damn it. Y'all have seen enough than a guy to do what he did against the Jags. You told me, all you tell me, Tyler, is the Jags are going to jag to get to 4-5.
Is not
a legendary performance, a legend forever cemented. Come on now.
You give him a couple more performances like this, and he could be a legendary Texans backup on par with T.J. Yates. But Yates is the numero uno.
Do you want to know how he becomes a legend? Maybe plays another game like this. C.J. Stroud comes back, and this team somehow gets – if this team in some way gets to a place they've never been, which is the AFC Championship game.
So if he pulls a Nick Foles.
He don't even have to be – if he plays like two games that they were critical for them to have gotten to that point, you can then look at, man, this is the best season in team history, and there is no way this happens if Davis – General Mills doesn't come through with us. That's how. But if this team goes on to do what it feels like this team's going to go on to do,
here comes the general.
I think it's going to be like, man, what a day that was. What a good day it was for Davis Mills. And he earned himself 7 more years of being a backup quarterback in the National Football League, because people always remember, well, he did that when he got an opportunity. So he's solid. Davis just made himself money for years. He's gonna chase Daniel this thing, is what he's going to do here in a second.
And he has supplanted John McClain as the new general. And Ron even sort of admitted it there. No, John, begrudgingly.
That is not correct. That is not true. I did not say that. John. Yeah, I know, John. I didn't say that now. There's only one general.
Booger butt.
But, I mean, he would supplant him. Anyway. All right, listen. I have not heard Vandy's call. But the call that I heard of the weekend, I said, man, this may be the call of the year. Nobody is touching this from Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt just lost their minds. In particular, Gus. The Indiana-Penn State, that may have been the game that was the game of the weekend. That you didn't know. That's the best ones when you don't know that you're about to get into this, because I just thought Indiana was going to go ahead and whoop their ass the way Penn State is without James Franklin, and they just seemed to have let go of the rope. But no, they had it. They had themselves a day in Happy Valley, and they were down, and it happened quick in the fourth quarter. And Indiana, it was a third and goal, no more timeouts. They got to get in the end zone to take the lead. Here's Gus Johnson in that game.
Mendoza. In trouble! Is out! Touchdown! Wow! Omar Cooper! Unbelievable! Give him the Heisman Trophy now!
That's awesome.
The hell did he say?
That's so good.
Ah! Hey, I can't get that name. He attempted that name. He was just normal, and then he just lost it.
Before J.J. Watt became synonymous with Fort Minor, remember the name from Hard Knocks? There's this montage online of Gus Johnson's best moments with Fort Minor, remember the name, playing in the background. They got to add this to it.
Oh, my God.
This is a throwback. I've missed Gus Johnson doing stuff
and
like
then,
this.
And I know Tyler to get, but Joel Klatt, who is normally, like, calm, Joel said, oh, my God, he caught it! Oh, my God! He went up in another octave. It was
touchdown! Wow!
So that's good. I have not heard Vandy. I've stayed away from it. Tyler, you've heard Vandy.
I have heard this, yes,
sir. In your opinion, in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can judge this. Which call is this? Did you give me his best call?
I think it's Vandy's best call from yesterday, and it's whenever Davis Mills is diving into the end zone to give the Texans the lead.
I thought, in my mind, immediately, I said to myself, either this Mills score or this Sheldon Rankin score, Vandy lost it. Do you think, in your mind, you've heard it, you've heard them both, Tyler, do you think he is rivaling Gus?
I think it's a hell of a call, but no. I'm not sure anybody this past weekend rivals Gus.
Let's hear Vandy, because I've not heard.
Okay.
37 seconds to go. 29-24. Texans trailing, third and goal at the 14. Mills shotgun marks to his left. Two receivers wide side right. Here's the snap. Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis! Touchdown! Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing. D. Mills gets it done.
He said D. Mills?
Yes.
When did Davis become D. Mills?
That's the best part.
Whoa, Vandy.
Will you call him D. Mills?
D. Mills gets it done.
You sly bastard. Vandy walked past me in the press box, and then it's after the game. He was calm, cool, and collected, and he hit us with a D-Mills score.
D-Mills gets it done.
Kiss my ass, Vandy. I don't know. Hold on, man. I think he may have got Gus. I think he may have got – he put too much in there, Paul. D-Mills? He was – oh, wow, that's strong. That is strong.
You got to watch the video of this too, because
there is video.
Oh. Yeah, I think Aaron
Rabel. How did Andre stay out of it?
Oh
my God.
Vandy reposted it, and so Vandy's got his hands up in the air. The funniest part is, because Robert Hensley, he's celebrating a little bit. He's got a smirk on his face. Aaron in the background has his hands up. Andre Ware, stoic. Completely
stoic,
professional.
Mr. Put him in the trunk, Andre Ware.
Completely
every
professional.
Every week with this guy, Andre.
The uniform back in the trunk.
Hold on. Hey, I'm sorry. I know.
Well,
we
got
to get to this office, but I need to hear this again. He did not go D. Mills. Something came over Vandy. He's never called Davis that. Davis ain't never. Your neck's too long to be called D. Mills. No way. Let me hear that again.
Your neck's
please.
Too long.
Shotgun marks to his left. Two receivers wide side right. Here's the snap. Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing! D. Mills gets it done.
I think when he got to amazing, he's completely gone. He's like, that was not Mark Vandermeer anymore. Once he arrived to amazing, once he got there, he had no control anymore. He could have cussed. He could have said, son of a bitch. He could have done everything. It took him over, and that's where D. Mills came.
And in the moment,
that's
right
good.
There.
Damn, that's good, Vandy.
The
Damn,
legend of D. Mills began.
I think
that's Vandermeer.
I think we have to call him that now.
I'll do it.
D. Mills
I'll
in
do
the
anything
build.
Today.
D. Mills in the building.
D. Mills gets it done.
Almighty.
I like it.
I like that better than General.
I do too. I'll be honest.
Him. Wow.
D. Mills. That's the name.
Can he do like a Super Bowl shuffle rap for us? Like, can we get?
Who am I? D. Mills. What's my deal? I got a neck. I don't know. We got to add some rhymes to that.
No. Listen, Paul, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to come. If you need a break, you need something in the break. All right. That's happening. Coming up, we're going to do this at 3:40. Paul Gallant.
Like it's the seventh floor crew?
On the spot. I'm giving you an right. hour. Paul Gallant is going to do the D. Mills rap because clearly it is no longer Davis. Or it is D. Mills. He's got a chain, everything. Paul Gallant is going to be the voice of D. Mills.
All right.
I need 12 to 16 bars from Paul. Like, I mean, because we got the rapping white guys on the show because T. Mills got a history now.
T-Mill
on the mic now, but we got Paul Gallant checking in at 3:40. Paul Gallant is coming up. And he's going to let us hear the new D. Mills. I know you write songs. I've watched your work. I know it. I know you tried to come in. You got it. You got something. Here we go. You got an hour to write.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, I put you on the spot. All right, coming up, we will hear from you. 713-572-4610. Tyler will open up the phone lines. And listen, we have had a good run with taking calls. Don't mess this up. I don't want to see a bad call. I don't want to hear something silly. I don't need anyone to ask me how we're doing. Any of that. Let's go. Let's get in here. All right, fill them up. 713-572-4610. Let's get some calls in. And I want to deal with this thought. Do you feel like this game will be a springboard for the Texans taking off for a run to the playoffs? Stop shaking your head, Tyler. Do you feel like this is a springboard, or is this just a win? How do you feel about this? We will discuss that coming up next.
D-Mills gets it done!